KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo.
John, the harm I did to anybody, first, of course, continue to sincerely apologize.
That's the voice of Bob Filner, the former Democratic congressman and mayor of San Diego. Before the Me Too movement, Filner resigned as mayor, and he pled guilty to false imprisonment and battery after revelations that the progressive politician had sexually assaulted and harassed many female colleagues. In light of the Me Too movement and following the heels of the Second Woman's March this weekend, we wanted to talk to someone who abused their position of power to find out why. What was going through their minds as they committed these acts? And that was the first question I asked Bob Filner.
What you're really searching for is not sex or not even, quote, individual power. You're looking for validation and the approval in our society, unfortunately, which stresses the view of sex as more as power than as part of a real intimate relationship. You continue to seek that self-esteem, that validation. Nobody would say no to you. And that becomes very intoxicating, again, without your necessarily knowing it consciously.
Have you been forgiven by any of the women you harassed or assaulted?
No, you know, unfortunately, the provisions of the legal cases and then the possibility of continued publicity really foreclosed that. You're not, you know, I wasn't allowed to even see any of the people by the court order. I will say to you, John, that I have new relationships with my children, with the with my ex-wives, with people that have remained as my friends. I think as we get through this and the Me Too movement does have a powerful effect, that we have to get a sort of a balance also where there is due process, where if people do work hard to change, there is some redemption, there is some forgiveness.
I can hear some of your victims saying, well, I'm never going to be able to unlive that moment. And I'm curious how you would respond to that.
Well, again, I will never unlive it either. And if you're aware of the pain you caused, and you're aware of the necessity not only for you to change, but all your all the men around you to change.
Bob Filner joining us from Los Angeles. Mr. Filner, thank you so much.
John, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was former mayor of San Diego, Bob Filner. Now, one of the people who Filner assaulted is my colleague at KQED, our political reporter, Katie Orr. She joins us from Sacramento. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, John.
So you heard the interview with Bob Filner, and you have your own history with the former San Diego mayor. Tell us about that.
I do. Before coming up to Sacramento to cover the Capitol, I covered City Hall in San Diego for KPBS for about 4 years. And toward the end of my time there, that included covering the mayor's race, which Bob Filner was a big part of. And towards the end of the campaign, we were at a press event. He was having a press conference, and we're kind of milling around before it started. And he called me over and said, "Hey, Katie, come over here. I have a story for you." So, okay, I went over there. He proceeded to put me in a headlock and kind of drag me away from the other crowd and made several sexual comments to me, which were pretty disturbing, and ended me, you know, kind of pushing him away and saying, okay, that is enough. And it's an experience that has just stuck with me since it happened.
I'm really sorry that happened to you. That's awful. Like, who in their right mind puts someone in a headlock and
right.
says those things? What was going through your mind, and how are you feeling as you heard him speak and apologize?
My reaction is, well, what about the women that you hurt? You say you're sorry, and I believe that, you know, he is sorry. But I guess I'm not forgiving enough. I don't know that in his case, or in the case of some of the people that we've seen here in Sacramento or just recently, who say, you know, okay, I admitted it, or this came out about me, it's time for you to forgive me. It's like, well, He put me in a headlock at a news conference because he knows he could. And he did this to me. He didn't do this to my male colleagues that were attending the same press conference.
KQED's Katie Orr joining us from Sacramento. Katie, thanks for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
What becomes clear as we listen to Mr. Filner and Katie Orr is that this is not going to be solved in a 6-minute, 50-second newscast that essentially is the California Report, which is why I'm joined now by KQED's Julia Scott, who is here to announce essentially a new series.
Yes, we're really excited about this. John and I are going to be bringing you stories and interviews all this week for a new series we're calling Beyond Me Too, Abuse and Power Through a California Lens.
And we're going to be looking at the relationship between power, sexuality, what Katie was just talking about right there, what Mr. Filner acknowledged in his interview. And Julia, I have to say, I'm really excited about this because it's going to go beyond kind of the headlines and who did the latest and what, and really look at the power structures that we're finding here in California.
That's right. I mean, we're going to start a conversation that we hope everyone will join in on, where we talk about things like, can you be a feminist and a sexual harasser? Talk about abuse of power and the connection to sex, about raising good men and what a good man looks like.
That's right. And look at what it means to be masculine in the state, which, of course, you know, we are in some ways the vanguard of gender bending, and at the other end of it, there are some very, very traditional ideas here. So what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be masculine? And what is the intersection of power, sex, manhood, femininity? These are questions we'll be exploring. Julia, I'm so excited we're doing this.
Me too.